Buenos dias from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 8th of January, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking things off, on Saturday the 3rd, President Pedro Sanchez said the country wouldn't recognize the United States military intervention in Venezuela if the international court reaches a consensus that the U.S. has violated international law. Earlier on Saturday, U.S. captured and arrested Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. President Donald Trump announced that the United States would oversee Venezuela during the transitional period. Sanchez stressed that his government's position does not imply support for U.S. foreign intervention that could destabilize the region, while reiterating that Spain has never recognized the Maduro government. Know more about this story? Check the Rorschach Venezuela update. Link in the show notes. We're starting again after a two-year lapse. More on Sanchez. On the Tuesday the 6th, he indicated after a coalition of the willing meeting in Paris related to Ukraine that the country may deploy troops in Ukraine as part of a post-ceasefire peacekeeping mission. Speaking after the meeting, Sanchez announced plans to begin consultations with foreign leaders to discuss Spain's potential role in Ukraine's peace process. He said Spain's contribution could include both reconstruction efforts and military capabilities. When asked directly about sending Spanish service members, Sanchez noted that the country has taken part in similar missions elsewhere and questioned why Europe should be an exception. Sanchez's remarks align Spain with other Western allies considering troop deployments, including Canada, Germany, the UK, and France. So rhetoric is very important, but let's recognize that there is no ceasefire right now and the war continues. Meanwhile, over the last week, Spain has started implementing new trade restrictions on Israel that analysts say could encourage a broader EU response. Measures are enforced through a royal decree that was postponed in September of last year. They require all Israeli imports to clearly state their place of origin and prohibit the import of goods originating from Israeli settlements in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights. While the economic impact on Israel is expected to be limited, experts describe the move as highly symbolic and potentially influential, giving political cover to other EU states to adopt similar measures. Spain's actions reflect its increasingly critical stance towards Israel since the Gaza war. In unrelated news, a recent El País report suggests Spain is undergoing a gradual but noticeable rightward shift in public opinion that extends beyond election results. Survey data show growing support for centralism, stronger national identity, lower taxes at the cost of public service, increased skepticism towards feminism, climate action, and state intervention. Concern about over-migration has also risen, while worries about the climate have fallen. The report also suggests that most Spaniards still support democracy, but that support is weakening, the small but growing openness to authoritarian alternatives. What do you think? This happened in your country as well? Check out the report in Spanish with the link in the show notes and let us know what you think. Next up, on Sunday, the 4th, Spanish authorities warned of a surge in sophisticated phishing emails falsely claiming to be from Social Security, catching thousands of users off guard. Unlike obvious scams, these emails look routine and professional, often stating that a notification or document requires review. They include an attachment that opens an HTML file mimicking the official Social Security portal. When users enter their login credentials, scammers capture the information, enabling identity theft and further fraud. Authorities have emphasized that Social Security will never request passwords or access credentials via email. Citizens should avoid opening attachments, use only the official website for services, and report suspicious emails to help cybersecurity teams track and stop the campaign. Speaking of scams, on Tuesday the 6th, authorities warned that scammers are using AI-generated TikTok videos to impersonate Princess Leonor, the 20-year-old heir to the Spanish throne. Fake accounts promise large payouts in exchange for an upfront fee, then repeatedly demand more money before disappearing, according to the Princess of Asturias Foundation. News outlet El País reported that phone numbers linked to the scam originate in the Dominican Republic and that some videos have attracted over 1 million views. Foundation emphasized that neither it nor Princess Leonor offers financial aid or lotteries and that all such messages are fraudulent. In other news, start of 2026 marks the 40th year that Spain and Portugal have been members of the European Union, marking a four-decade-long transformation that began in 1986, shortly after emerging from decades of dictatorship. In the 80s, both countries faced weak economies, high unemployment, limited infrastructure, Since then, EU membership has driven profound economic, social, and democratic change. Spain's GDP has grown from 226 billion euros in 1986 to nearly 1.5 trillion euros in 2025, supported by more than 185 billion euros in EU funds. Beyond economics, free movement, the Erasmus program, and the adoption of the euro reshaping daily life, even though the 2008 financial crisis exposed vulnerabilities, public support for the EU remains strong, and leaders in both countries reaffirm their commitment to European integration despite persistent structural challenges. Related to weather, Storm Francis has brought widespread winter disruption across the country, delivering snow, heavy rain, flooding, and sharply falling temperatures. Fueled by Arctic air, the storm prompted alerts in 11 autonomous regions. Cantabria in the north is under an orange warning for heavy snow. Areas including Madrid, Catalonia, and Andalusia are on yellow alert. Low-altitude snowfall also causing travel disruptions. Over 30 roads are affected nationwide, including a major closure on the A2 near Barcelona, while flooding in Cadiz and Malaga in the south has led to preventive evacuation of hundreds of people from their homes. Look at the stars now. On Friday the 2nd, the tech company Indra Group announced that the country's new secure communications satellite, SpainSat NG2, might have suffered an impact from a space particle while en route to its operational orbit. SpainSat NG2 is part of the 2 billion euro program backed by the Spanish government to provide secure communications for Spain's armed forces and government agencies over a projected 15-year lifespan. Operators of the satellite call the unknown things that hit the satellite space particles, otherwise known as space junk, as these objects are too small to track or identify. Technical teams are checking how much damage was done and what the next steps should be. In media, according to Barlovento Comunicación's annual report, traditional television remained the dominant audiovisual medium in Spain in 2025, despite continued growth in hybrid and connected viewing. According to the study, traditional TV reaches roughly 46 million unique viewers and attracted an average daily audience of around 26 million, with viewers watching just over 280 minutes per day. Despite traditional viewing beating the competition, the study revealed that younger people prefer internet-based viewing, particularly through apps like YouTube. Monday the 5th, a routine travel day in Spain descended into widespread disruptions as hundreds of flights were delayed or canceled across the country. By midday, over 500 flights were delayed. Nearly 30 were canceled, affecting major airports, including Madrid Barajas, Barcelona El Prat, and Alicante Elche. Alicante was hit the hardest, recording over 100 delays and 5 cancellations. Even though a single cause hasn't been confirmed, Spanish airline operator Aena has said that the operational congestion and knock-on delays across European airspace were the likely causes. And to close, on Sunday the 14th, the Decanter's Wines of the Year 2025 article celebrated an exceptional year for Iberian wines, led by a standout performance from a Spanish favorite, Rioja. Spanish DOC A, the country's largest, highest wine quality classification, marked its 100th anniversary in 2025, milestone that celebrates its deep historical roots, its continued ability to remain at the cutting edge of modern winemaking. Article highlights both established iconic producers and a new generation of young winemakers who are expanding Rioja's reputation beyond its traditional styles. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hasta la próxima.